This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in the studio tonight for this live Sunday edition, it's Ian.
And Stephanie.
Once again, 855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. You can actually create the content. So as you look at freetalklive.com, you see the numbered items that go down the page. Those numbers are votes, and the items were put there by listeners like you. So when you see something online that you want to share with us and other listeners, you submit it as show prep. Could be a YouTube video that you like, could be a blog post, maybe a news article. You submit it, it shows up on the upcoming stories page, where it will receive hopefully enough votes to be promoted to the front page of the site. So one of the things you can do if you don't have anything to submit to the site is you can go to the upcoming stories page and vote on what's there, because those are the ones that are brand new. They're brand new submissions. They're waiting to get enough votes to be promoted, so you can help with that. Or if you think something's terrible, vote it down to help keep it from getting to the front page of the site.
I look at it for show prep, to be honest.
It's useful.
Yeah, get
absolutely
a lot of great stories that way.
So head over to freetalklive.com, get interactive. It's all completely free, unlike a lot of those talk shows' websites. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You know, we'd started out last hour, Stephanie, kind of recapping our weekends, because we were both involved in some interesting things. One of them was kind of a security issue that I had at the airport.
I want to hear about that. You refused to tell me during the break. I had to hear it on the air.
So I had was going to fly to Florida, or I did fly to Florida. I did make it down successfully, but it was a good thing I showed up early. You know, they say you're supposed to show up at least, what, an hour and a half early or something like that,
yeah,
prior to a flight?
3 hours or 2 hours for an international flight.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I had shown up an hour and a half early, and it was just barely enough time, turned out, at Manchester. Not because the lines were particularly long. There were some lines, but I was, you know, they have those kiosks where you go, you swipe your credit card, and then it'll identify you, and you print your boarding passes mm-hmm. out. Usually it's a pretty quick process. In this case, it told me I needed to go and see a customer service rep. So
uh-oh,
I did that, and customer service rep told me that, oh, well, it looks like you didn't pass Secure Flight. Which this is this thing that the TSA has implemented over the last few years, wherein they have some kind of list. It's not a do not fly list. It's some other kind of list. And there's certain qualifications that will get you flagged for Secure Flight.
Like having a talk show?
You know, it's up to speculation as to why I was flagged. I haven't been flagged previously, and I've flown at least once a year for the last several years. So
wow,
this is the first time this has really happened. And my supposition is that I bought the tickets within 48 hours prior to the flight.
Well,
so
that,
I think
that
that's
makes
what
some sense,
it.
Yeah.
But the woman behind the desk, she didn't really accept that. She thought it was because my driver's license had a Florida driver's license at the time with a New Hampshire address on it. She thought that was it. I was like, no, that can't be it, because I've flown with that license before, so that's not what it is. And, in fact, she even called over a New Hampshire cop to look at my license and make sure that was all right. He was like, yeah, this is fine. There's no problem here. And because that's my mailing address, basically, that was on there.
Yep.
And so that wasn't it. Anyway, what happened was she tried to punch my license. She got my license from me, punched in the information, license number, and my, you know, full name and all that. And it didn't work. And so she had to call up some helpline and talk to them. And she gave my information to them.
Oh,
and
no. Meanwhile, the minutes are ticking away.
Right,
and you're worried
right.
about
I'm just
making
standing
it
there. And the poor customers and this lady, I mean, she would have rather been dealing with customers and helping people get their bags checked and all that.
Yeah.
In fact, she's on the phone. She's trying to check people's bags at the same time. So she's trying to be as productive as possible. But there's this government bureaucracy that's basically weighing her ability to serve her customers down by having her to run through all these hoops so I can get passed through the Secure Flight thing and get on the flight. So she's on the phone. She's on the phone. She's on the phone. And, like, whatever it is she's doing isn't working. And so she's trying to get the person on the other end of the phone to understand why she can't do what he wants her to do or whatever. There's some kind of miscommunication mm-hmm. going on. Obviously, this doesn't happen
very often. Yeah.
And if it does happen, they clear it pretty quickly. And
yep.
Like, they punch in the info and it gets cleared, and that's fine. So something was taking extra long with my account. So she ends up calling over the TSA supervisor. And at this point, a good half an hour has gone by with her on the phone, on and off the phone.
Sounds stressful.
Trying to different things. I mean, I wasn't really stressed. I was just kind of just hoping I made my flight at this point.
I think I'd be stressed in that situation. Yeah, not only about the flight, but like, what is this thing that they flagged me with?
Yeah, what can you do, though, right? I mean, just wait patiently. And this, you know, the TSA guy actually deserves a lot of credit because he was... Where a lot of government bureaucrats can be very rude, and you know they don't care what you think of them. This guy was actually pretty nice and was really friendly and oriented towards being, you know, decent to me. And his name was Bob, and he was like the supervisor in charge of the TSA there. And,
yep.
You know, he kind of looked over what he was doing, and it was just something with their system that something wasn't being done right. I don't know what it was. They obviously didn't explain to me, but he never looked at me askance or, you know, in any sort of suspicious manner, whereas he could have totally treated me like, you know, some dirty terrorist or something like that.
Get the blue gloves out.
And he didn't. But what was most interesting was the woman that was working for the airline that was dealing with this situation.
Mm-hmm.
She was, you know, relatively apologetic and, you know, service-oriented until the point about 45 minutes into this, she noticed for the first time that my license was expired.
Oh.
And then her attitude changed toward me. And this was the most bizarre part of the whole thing. Like, the TSA guy was nice the whole time. He didn't care about the license being expired or anything like that. And the TSA guy was offering her, at one point he was offering her to do something like, you know, he was grabbing bags and putting them on the, because customers were constantly coming up. There were a line of customers, and he was grabbing their bags, putting them on the belt, and trying to help out in whatever way that he could. And he offered to do something for her, like, I forget what the specific offer was, but she was like, oh, I don't care if he misses his flight. He doesn't have a valid license.
Oh, my goodness.
So she's, like, completely changed. Like, she didn't say anything to me about, like, direct... She didn't make direct eye contact with me and say, you don't have a valid license, this is a problem. She just kind of kept making offhand comments about how all of a sudden it was like I was not a real human being anymore because I didn't have a valid government driver's... My license had expired a week prior.
It was only expired by a week.
But once you don't have that valid license, you're not a real person anymore, I guess. And
oh my goodness! So, wow.
Like she just didn't care if, like, all of a sudden now it didn't matter if he helped me to the front of the security line. She didn't care if I got on the flight because I didn't have a valid license. And I think that, you know,
to
her credit,
slave on slave thing. Like,
I think that's absolutely
a
slave on slave thing. But also to her credit, she was probably frustrated with the whole situation, being as how she was on the phone for 45 minutes and couldn't get this thing done. So she was kind of taking it out on me. I think that was probably a factor there as well. And it was ridiculous. I mean, and it definitely felt like slave on slave. Like, well, my license is valid. And I think what she thought was that if my license had only been valid, that this would have worked. Like, if my license had been valid, punched in this information, that it would have worked in her system. And I don't think that's the case at all.
Wow. That's an amazing story.
Because how would the feds really have, like, known about the license being expired?
And only expired for a week. I mean, the wheels of bureaucracy turn slowly. They probably wouldn't have even known.
No, for me, I think the reason was I bought the tickets on late Wednesday night, and it was an early Friday morning flight, so, like, literally less than 36 hours. And if you look at the list of qualifications for being a terrorist or a drug dealer, it's buying a one-way ticket or buying something within, you know, 48 hours of a flight, something that's really short time frame. So that's what I'm guessing happened. Anyway, she finally, after over an hour of standing there, she was finally able to, like, handwrite a boarding pass or something like that because, again, they were just having all these problems.
Oh, I bet they love that at the security gate.
Well, the dude who was from the TSA actually took me, like, escorted me to the security gate.
Oh, wow.
Jumped me ahead of the entire line. took me, you
so
know,
all you have to do is be a terrorist and you get to the front of the line.
You know, if you do, it's... You're right.
Yeah.
If you have the super secret special search, the four S's that they put on
you
actually do get through a little bit. Probably in the overall scheme of things, not really faster because they have to search you really thoroughly. But on the other hand, I didn't have to wait in the line. You know, they kind of walked me through, and I opted out of the body scanner.
There's
and,
a silver
know,
lining after
the detail,
all.
You know, the detailed search. And so then when I came back from Tampa today, I was wondering, all right, is this going to happen again?
So wait, what about this pat-down? Did you get a pat-down?
It's the super secret special search, just the regular kind.
So you got the wand with the metal detector?
Nope. Well, I guess, did I go through a metal detector?
I'm just wondering if somebody touched your junk.
I must have gone. I don't think I went through a metal detector. I think they just do a pat-down.
Yeah,
I don't think they have metal detectors there anymore.
I thought I remembered them, but
They used to have metal detectors.
I'm happy
if
you got through unmolested.
They've replaced them all, almost at this point, with those body scanner devices,
which I
opted out of, and so they gave me a super special search thing. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Your TSA stories are welcome.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 10th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.0970. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.5005, $8.2503 for a half ounce, or $4.1251 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.5005, $8.2503, and $4.1251.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. Take control of the airwaves here, 855-450-FREE. Bring up whatever you like, 1-855-450-3733. Still to come, of course, we'll take your calls about anything that you want. Also on the way here, they have shut down a vibrator giveaway. This is the one story, Stephanie,
crying shame.
You and I both had together in our show prep tonight, so it feels like since we both had it independently of one another, we should talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, we'll also talk to you about anything. The number is 855-450-FREE. Now, one of the things that that you had happened to you, or I guess happened to you, you went to a conference this weekend, and you hadn't really done more than scratch the surface in the first hour of kind of telling us about this.
Yeah, but I want to hear what happened to you on the way back.
Oh, right. So the TSA thing. So I had been basically stopped for over an hour at the check-in desk when I left Manchester heading to Tampa on Friday. And it was just ridiculous. I didn't pass secure flight, and they just couldn't make it happen. And finally, they ended up doing it. I ended up boarding the flight literally minutes before it took off. And so I'm wondering to myself, all right, is this going to happen again? You know, I've been cleared now, right? They cleared me the first time. Is this going to happen again? And if so, how long will it take? Well, it did happen again.
Yes, yeah.
It did happen again. Once again, the message on the machine was, you need to go see an agent to talk to us. And this lady did manage to get it to work out in 10 minutes. So it was only a 10-minute wait at the check-in counter on the way back today.
That's good.
And, I probably had the most thorough search of my life. I have this laptop bag that I carry around with me, and of course it's got all kinds of pockets for wires and things like that, and the TSA agent that was searching it was probably more thorough than any other search I've been through, and that bag's been through a lot of searches at courthouses, and it's been through the TSA a few times. This guy was pulling stuff out and swabbing as much of it as he possibly could.
Wow.
And but I got through. So there really wasn't anything to talk about on the
okay,
way
I was just curious. Yeah. It was a little bit of a cliffhanger.
So there you go.
So do you want to talk about the...
Whether I'm on a list permanently, though, will remain to be seen.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll know more when, I guess, we're going to California at some point for a radio conference, and maybe Libertopia as well,
mm-hmm.
coming up in October. So
that would be cool. I'm definitely going to Libertopia. I'm going to do my show, Pork Therapy.
Exciting.
A couple of other Liberty Radio Network shows are going to be on at Libertopia, too. And for anybody who doesn't know, libertopia.org is the website where you
Great.
Can find out more.
I've been to, I think, the first one, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a growing event. I mean, the first one was, not a couple of years ago, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
And it's definitely getting bigger.
This is the third one this year, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, and I was there last year, too. You went 2 years ago.
Correct.
So we haven't been at Libertopia at the same time, but
maybe we will this year.
Yes, maybe. That would be cool. So
you went to a conference of some sort this past weekend.
I did. It was called the Ancestral Health Symposium, and it's about basically what did our ancestors as human beings, and I'm talking not, great-grandparents, but like great-great-great-great mm-hmm. times a million grandparents, like the early Paleolithic kind of humans, when people were still hunter-gatherers. You know, what did they eat? How did they live? And, you know, we've had millions of years of evolution to have certain genetics that help us deal with an environment that early humans lived in, as hunter-gatherers, as people who ate certain things and who kind of their rhythms went with the sun and seasonally and stuff. And so how can we use that information and the stuff that we're learning about to live healthier lives today in the Neolithic times? And so it was really interesting, just from my perspective, because I'm really interested in this stuff. I'm into medicine and nutrition and stuff like that.
You've been doing the paleo thing now for how long?
Well, I've been eating a low-carb diet for about 10 years, and initially I lost, like, about 75 pounds on it.
Right.
I used to be obese, and have kept that off, like, pretty successfully over the past decade. And over the past, I would say, like, about a year ago, I started doing a paleo diet, which is, very similar to what I was eating before, but just cutting out all grains and legumes,
mm-hmm.
And making a couple changes, like grass-fed meat. I switched to grass-fed. And so I noticed some differences in my health, too, that I was pleased with, like skin allergies that went away. So
meat.
That was a big deal. Yeah, but, I mean, the really exciting thing about this conference to me, at least from a perspective of somebody who likes liberty, was that there were so many crossovers and so many overlaps.
What's the size, though, of this conference? Like, how many attendees?
Well, that's the thing. There were 500 people there, but it was very limited in size. I mean, mm-hmm. this thing sold out within a week of them
wow.
opening up the tickets, and there were tons more people that wanted to go that couldn't get tickets. And so,
was there, like, a big speaker that was a real draw?
Actually, Joel Salatin, who spoke at the Liberty Forum, was their keynote speaker. Baker. They've also
author of You Can Farm. Is that right?
Yeah, he has a number of books, but yeah, he has his own little homestead and he makes a farm and gave a great talk about that. But they had Rob Wolf there, who's a big in the paleo world, and Mark Sisson was there. You know, and met all these people, Jimmy Moore, and you know.
So what made you think that it was a liberty friendly crowd?
Well, okay. So one of the talks that I heard was from a guy who is explicitly he identifies as a market anarchist. Mm-hmm. Actually, he is a liberty person, and he was talking about basically the state and why people who are interested in paleo lifestyle, like what they can do as far as kind of getting the state out of their lives in order to live more primally, I guess you could say. That was a very interesting talk, and it was well received. And there was also a talk after that about it was about like the importance of play for children and like how they develop through play. But they talked a lot about unschooling, and they actually talked about the Sudbury School.
Oh, yeah.
A model, right, where kids they're not like top down directed by adults, but they're free to learn about what they're interested in.
Right.
And they kind of learn through a play model, and they play with mixed age groups, because it's very artificial to kind of separate kids by age. That didn't really happen historically until very recently. So that was really interesting. And the parents were so interested in this unschooling and the Sudbury model. I was really excited about that. Then there was another guy. If you remember, a couple of months back, there was this scientist, Robert Lustig. He came out and he said that, yeah, we should criminalize sugar. We should ban sugar.
Oh my.
Yeah, use the government to tax it heavily and regulate it. And
this guy was there?
Yeah, he was there, but the thing was, he gave a talk about banning sugar, and it was terribly received.
Hmm.
I didn't hear anyone saying that they agreed with him. I mean, they were all, everybody who I overheard.
Was there a Q&A session afterwards where he was kind of challenged?
There was, but I actually missed I missed the talk, but it's going to be on video. Mm-hmm. So we can see it, everybody can see it on the internet in a couple of months, but.
Where does one go to do that? You know, is there a website?
If you search for Ancestral Health Symposium, you can see the talks from 2011.
Uh-huh.
The 2012 ones won't be up for a couple months because they want to edit in the people.
Right.
Slides and stuff. So I don't know. Maybe if you're listening to this in the future,
right.
You can check that. but from what I overheard, I heard a lot of people. His talk was right before lunch, the one where the guy talked about regulating sugar.
Right.
And everybody universally that I heard a dozen conversations where people were like, "Oh, this guy's crazy. I can't believe it. Government's been telling us what to eat, and they were totally wrong about the food pyramid. Why would we want to give them control of anything that has to do with our food?"
That is so refreshing to hear, and it must have been. For you as well.
Yes, and this was at Harvard Law School. I mean, this is the heart of academia. You know, this you'd think the people would be all for using government to achieve
social goals.
Well, do
you feel like
goals.
The majority of the conference attendees were from Harvard, or were they coming in from elsewhere?
No, but there were a lot of clinicians and researchers. There were a lot of doctors, a lot of people in the healthcare field. And from my experience, because I am actually in it, those people tend to be a lot more welcoming and accepting of government, you know, maybe even leaning towards authoritarian or statist. But the people who were at this conference were completely different, and I was blown away by just the liberty sentiment.
That's refreshing.
That was really exciting to me.
For somebody who has such strong feelings about, you know, how one should eat, to realize that that shouldn't be forced on everyone is really a good thing.
Definitely.
Especially with that being so common out there of different politicians and interest groups lobbying constantly to try to control what people can eat. And maybe they know or they realize that if they try to tell people what to eat, that eventually somebody's going to turn around and tell them what they can and can't eat. So it's that kind of cycle of abuse that we see so often. 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here, live Sunday edition. We'll allow you to talk about anything that you want here. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Stephanie.
And want to tell you about SACL CAI. Not only are they the sponsors of our phone lines here, but they're also longtime major supporters of not just Free Talk Live, but the Liberty Movement in general. SACL CAI has been behind this show for a long time and really appreciate everything that Jason Osborne does. He's the guy who's behind SACL CAI, one of the principals there. Everything that he does to help promote the ideas of liberty. So if you are looking to have somebody else handle collections, like, it sucks doing collections, do something and offload it, get it off your plate, have the professionals do it, and that way you can focus on running your business, because that's what you got into business for, was to do your business, not do collections. That's their business at SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they even purchase charged off receivables. You can go to their website, just go to freetalklive.com, and you'll see their banner. It's right at the top of our banner column. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Look for SACL CAI. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. So, Stephanie, you went to this conference, essentially a paleo kind of conference, mm-hmm. and it was called what again?
The Ancestral Health Symposium 2012.
The Ancestral Health Symposium, second year?
Yeah, the first one was 2011. It was somewhere in California or Texas or something.
So, overall, positive experience. How many days
Very
was
positive.
This? Was it like a one-day off thing?
It was a weekend thing. Uh-huh. So it was Thursday through Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Great.
They even had a barefoot banquet on Saturday night, which was last night.
Mm-hmm.
very interesting. Yeah, people walking around in cocktail dresses and suits and barefoot.
But barefoot.
You know, because the whole idea is that, you know, early, like our feet are designed for a reason. They're very ergonomic. You don't need to wear shoes, and especially things like heels will throw your spine out of balance. And so
I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, I love it.
Shoes
I love
are nice if you're outside. It can kind of suck to get a rusty nail stuck in your foot. But, you know, so
absolutely.
Shoes certainly have their utility. But if you're walking around in a ballroom, then it would make sense that you don't really need to have shoes on.
Exactly. Yeah, I guess like when people were out running through the forest and stuff, they would develop like thickened skin on the bottom of their feet, so mm-hmm. they protect them a little bit. But yeah, I mean, our toes help us balance. They do a lot of things. So hey, let's appreciate them.
Neat. So anything else you wanted to highlight from your conference visit this weekend?
I think that's it. And I have a lot of other stuff we want to talk about tonight,
sure,
too.
Sure, there's a lot going on out there in the news. 855-450-FREE. But not a lot of it you're not going to hear about necessarily right out in the mainstream. Although, you know, I did talk about the security experience. I had a kind of a related story. And then we can get to the vibrator ban.
Oh, yes.
And or the shutdown. They shut down a giveaway. But the TSA apparently had an encounter with Captain Kirk. William Shatner was recently forced to submit to a pat-down by the TSA at L.A. International Airport. This according to Examiner.com. He was preparing for a trip to Africa, and during the search, the TSA forced Shatner's pants to fall down, and he apparently goes commando.
Oh, my.
Because his 81-year-old unmentionables, as they write it here, were briefly shown for all to see. Shatner's taking the situation, as he generally does all things, with good humor. He even cracked a joke on his official Twitter account that said, quote, "My wardrobe malfunction at LAX is making the rounds online. For those that were witnesses, I apologize. For those that kept staring, shame on you." Unquote. The Late Show with Craig Ferguson had the incomparable Shatner on. He freely discussed the event. He was quoted saying, "Now remember, I'm going on a long plane trip to South Africa. I'm going to spend 22 hours on the plane, so I'm wearing very loose clothing, as loose as I can get. You don't want anything to bind you because you don't know what it might bind. So the guy examines me like a pile driver. My pants fall down. I'm in LAX and my pants are around my knees." Ferguson asked Shatner,
"Isn't that just metaphorical for everything the TSA does?"
"You didn't actually have your junk out there. You didn't have the full starship out there for everyone to see."
Full starship.
Shatner quipped, "You can't see a starship at night." After taking a somber tone, he poignantly said, "It was awful. It was the most embarrassing thing probably that has ever happened."
Oh, wow. Yeah, you do feel bad for him. I mean, he's taking it with a sense of humor, but still, that is embarrassing. And can you imagine if that happened to a woman? I mean, don't you think it might be a
little...
Would
it be worse if it was a woman?
I don't know. There have been a lot of examples. There was a woman whose breast was, like, exposed by the TSA.
Yeah.
Like, they were patting her down or something. And somehow, I don't know how this... I can't really imagine how this could have happened. But they caused her breasts to pop out, and everybody saw them. And the TSA agents, like, it was a young, attractive woman, and the agents were making comments. Like, oh, I'm going to
like
make her
comments.
Go through the line twice so I can see that again.
Wow.
Or whatever. And she had it on tape somehow, or the security camera got it. She sued them, and she got, you know, a pittance. But, I mean, that's very embarrassing, and they seem to have kind of targeted her for it, too. So that's maybe a little different. But yeah, it's awful when it happens to anyone.
Right. I don't know why it would necessarily be different if a woman's vagina was exposed as opposed to a man's penis.
I don't know. Maybe people would leer more if it was a woman, I guess. I don't know.
It might depend.
But
I mean, again,
you're right. There's
Bill
really,
Shatner's 81. Would it have been more embarrassing if he were 31? Does the age really matter? Or I don't think so. I mean, if more people are leering, does that make it more embarrassing?
I think there's an extra factor of discomfort. You know, like if it's one thing to be exposed and be embarrassed.
Yeah.
That's terrible. But to be exposed, embarrassed, and feel like there is a possibility that people might be looking at you that you find creepy or that you feel unsafe at the same time as being exposed, that's an additional thing.
But doesn't this all really come down from having a sexually repressive society where nudity is seen as embarrassing in the first place? Because
I think that's part of it. Well, I mean, nobody should be non-consensually nude.
Well, I agree. I'm not saying it's okay what happened. Obviously, we live in that society, and people are embarrassed about these situations.
But I agree with you, Ian.
But if
it's
people
not a
were
big
more
deal,
like,
it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, if people were more used to seeing nudity and it wasn't such a big whoop if people were naked, you know, if all beaches were nude beaches, for instance, and people were it was commonplace for folks of all ages and body shapes and, you know, skin tone to be seen in the buff,
mm-hmm.
then it would have been like, oh, no, whoops. You know, it would have been a big deal
right.
at that point.
Yeah, yeah, I would love to live in that world. I mean, unfortunately, it is a big deal. And, I, you know, there are hot days. This summer has been really hot. I totally...
You think?
Yeah, it's been hotter than normal. Like, we didn't have very much snow this winter, and it seems like...
The winter was definitely warmer. I don't know about the summer.
Or maybe we've had less rain or something. It feels different to me. I don't know. But, well, like at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, it was 95 degrees some days. I mean, that's really hot. And it gets uncomfortable to do things like, you know, if you're a woman, it's really uncomfortable to wear a bra sometimes. And you want to walk around without one, but sometimes you get self-conscious.
You totally should have. I mean, why
Well,
not?
I pretty much did. It's I stopped caring, but but still.
Wasn't there one lady that was, like, almost completely naked last year? Some of the families were complaining about that?
I don't remember that.
I don't think I saw it personally, but
was
I heard
it at the dance party?
I heard about it. No, well, it may have started at the dance party, but I heard she was walking around the campsite.
Oh, well, hey, good for her. Maybe. I mean, sometimes I feel a little too embarrassed, yeah. but I got to get over that because nobody's looking at me. You know, it's like it's not that big of a deal.
I wasn't naked, but I was wearing a tutu at the dance party.
Yes,
this year,
I remember that. That was a great costume.
It was as close to naked as, you know, one could get while still being clothed.
Yeah, you had shorts on underneath, though, didn't you? I couldn't
yes,
tell.
Yes, I had, like, skin-tight kind of spandex shorts on.
Yes. The things that Ian does for Liberty, you know, it's great. Big supporter.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So since we're talking about body parts, let's talk about the vibrator situation. I don't know if you have that story handy.
I do, yeah. I have it pulled up. It's from Reason.com, but it doesn't give that much detail. I'd like to know a little bit more about this, but... Here we are. New York officials banned vibrator giveaway. They must have rubbed Mayor Bloomberg the wrong way. Oh, they always start with a terrible pun. City officials pulled the plug on vibrator giveaway by the Trojan Condom Company yesterday, disappointing potentially thousands of pleasure-seeking women who hope to get their hands on some no-cost sex toys.
Well, this New York City is really just...
Every week they've been doing something. First it was the soda. Well, actually, before that it was the trans fats, right? They were banning trans fats. Then they banned soda. Then they banned formula, baby formula. Mark and I talked about that last week, I think. And now they're banning vibrators. They just don't want anybody to have any fun.
All right, so I've got a New York Post version of the story, so we'll see what they have to say versus Reason. And we'll come back with more about this here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here and give us your thoughts on being naked or embarrassed, or you can talk about sex toys. But you have to be careful about that topic because we are on the radio, so be adult. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy. I'm a mortgage lender throughout all 50 states in this great country of ours. The majority of people in the United States love the 30-year fix. We're the only country that actually has the 30-year fix. And you pay a very big price to get a low monthly payment. If you were to refinance into a $350,000 30-year fix in the low threes, it would take you 7 years to pay it down from $350,000 to $300,000. If instead you refinance into a 15-year fix in the high twos, it would only take you 2.5 years to pay it down. And in 7 years, you would pay all the way down from $350,000 to $200,000. You can't afford this kind of treatment. You must get into a better loan, and we'll show you how. Call us at 866-288-0088, 866-288-0088, or go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Until next time, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will take you there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this show, you can support Free Talk Live. And one of the ways you can do that is via Bitcoin. We have the Bitcoin tip jar at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. If you have some Bitcoins you would like to share with us, you can send them over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. But if you don't know what Bitcoins are all about, take some time to learn about it. It's going to be worth your while to learn now what Bitcoin is. In fact, work toward getting some Bitcoin. That way you can have them because it seems like they are going up in value pretty consistently. Last time I checked, they were at over $10
11.
Bitcoin. Is it over 11 now?
Yeah.
So it wasn't too long ago that it was a $6 per Bitcoin. Now, there's no guarantee it's always going to go up. But the investment factor is not the reason I would be interested in Bitcoin. I like the idea of just having my money in different places that aren't dollars, that aren't U.S. dollars.
I agree.
So I've got some money in silver and I've got some money in Bitcoin. But Bitcoin's really interesting because of, well, what it is. It's not anything that's issued by a government. It's not issued by a corporation. It's an open source, decentralized form of essentially digital cash. It can be used anonymously, and it is impossible for anyone to freeze your account. It's impossible for anybody to block you from sending or receiving payments with Bitcoin.
In fact, people buy drugs with them online.
They
not
sure
that
do.
We would recommend that or anything. But
and you could, in theory, buy weapons, but it looks like the armory's been shut down.
Oh, really?
Just as an aside.
How could they shut it down with power?
No. It was the people who created the site that shut it down. They made the decision to shut it down.
Oh, because there was nobody.
No one was really using it. So apparently there's a fairly high demand for illegal drugs through
I'm actually happy to hear that, you know, because I like peace, you know, and I just think that's cool. I mean, even if there's a
me too, I like peace as well, but I don't blame anybody for wanting to protect themselves.
No, yeah, that's true. And it could be.
Sometimes you can't get the things that you want to protect yourself with. Like, you know, we happen to live here in New Hampshire where it's not a problem. You can go out and buy a knife and it's no big deal. But in a lot of places, your knife blade can only be, you know, 3 inches long, or you can't have a switchblade.
Or maybe you have a felony and you can't get any of that stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
exactly
true. I think I take it for granted a little bit in, you know, living here in New Hampshire and kind of spoiled because it's easy to get that stuff if you want it. But I do feel happy when I see people sort of moving towards more peace, at least it seems like it, with the closing of the armory.
That doesn't mean there won't be a new website that opens up tomorrow to replace it.
Yeah,
but,
very true.
The point is about Bitcoin. It allows you to send and receive payments without any of the gatekeepers. You don't have to deal with a bank. You don't have to deal with some credit card company. You don't have to deal with these big monolithic corporations or governments or any of that stuff. And you keep all of your, you know, whatever your Bitcoin transactions are out of the hands and out of the auspices of those who would deem to control you.
Yeah, that's a huge deal.
It is, and it's getting more important as time goes on, as more people start using it and more services are developed for it. Go to weusecoins.org. There's a quick, less than 2 minute video there that'll give you a rundown on what Bitcoin's all about, kind of explain it to you. Weusecoins.org. And then when you're ready to get some Bitcoins, go to bitinstant.com. Bitinstant.com makes it easy, and you can deposit cash at over 700,000 locations, and it literally turns cash into Bitcoins within minutes. I mean, it's incredible. Bitinstant.com. So we'll take your calls about anything. Kelvin is on the line with us. Let's get back to the vibrator story, because we barely scratched the surface of it here. But Kelvin's with us in Colorado on the amp lines. Kelvin, go ahead.
Hey, Ian and Stephanie.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Boy, I wish I had a little more time to think about the armory thing, because that's an interesting subject for me. But maybe I'll call in some other time about that.
Sure.
Since I've been checking out these different websites, first Free Talk Live and then other websites, I noticed a lot of them feature a yellow and black color scheme.
Yep.
Also, like the Voluntarius symbol is yellow and black.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept wondering what's up with that symbolism, and no one ever really seems to talk about it. And I kept meaning to go and find out, you know, see if I can figure it out.
It's an Illuminati symbol to let our handlers know that it's okay that we're... No, I'm just kidding. Actually, I think I can explain it pretty succinctly.
The lizard Jews.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so traditionally, the symbol, and I know, Ian, you don't like this word, and maybe I don't particularly like it either, but the symbol of anarchism has been a black flag, right? That's just a basic anarchist symbol, okay? But then you start to get into these different flavors of anarchism, and then they have these black flags with a slash, and then, you know, a diagonal slash, and then one part of the flag is a certain color, and so...
Like anarcho-communism is a black
red
and
black.
Red flag.
Yeah,
because red's kind of a classic communist color, and black is a classic anarchist color. If you think about the black as a flag, it makes sense, right? Because black is the lack of color.
Mm-hmm.
And
so no flag.
Most
no,
countries
no
have
bags, no
colors
masters.
All over them, all over their flags. So the lack of colors, lack of a government.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so you have the black and red variety of anarchists. The yellow and black is supposed to represent anarcho-capitalism. I know that's another word that we don't particularly
like. Yeah, two
words
I don't care for, personally.
But maybe market anarchism, I guess, would be a better way to put it, right?
The yellow is kind of a substitute for gold. It's technically supposed to be black and gold, but... gold's kind of a...
There is that
to
song,
find.
Black and Yellow, right? There's some rap song called Black and Yellow.
Yes.
So it's black and gold, right? But yeah, and then you could have like black and pink is a queer anarchist flag.
Mm,
black and purple is an anarchist feminist flag. So there are different flavors of it. Yeah.
Does that help, Kelvin?
Yes, it does. And I was actually had found that on Wikipedia, and I was going to tell you guys about it, and I'm sure that...
Oh, sorry, Kelvin.
Are listening.
Did I steal your thunder?
You did it better than I would have. I'm sure a lot of other listeners have had the same question kind of in the back of their mind. But something else I'd like to point out is that, like, the all black, like Ian was saying, is the like the negation of a nationalistic flag, in other words, having no color, and all white is the color of surrender.
Right.
So that's kind of interesting that it's gold and black. And now I'm going to have to go fix my avatar because mine's yellow and black. And now that I understand that it's supposed to be gold, I'll have to figure out how to morph yellow into gold color.
Can nice thing about the scheme is that yellow and black happen to be the most, you know, the best for contrast. So as far as if you're making a sign or something
or
like
logo,
that,
yeah.
or a logo, it's really easy to see that from a distance and discern it.
Personally, I think sometimes it can look like a B. And I don't particularly like that.
Well, it's also so heavily used. Sometimes when I'm designing like a color scheme for a website, I'll make a point of staying away from it because like, oh, I've seen it enough.
Yeah.
So I don't always use it.
Yeah, it can get a little cliche. And actually, it's unfortunate, though.
Well, it seems cliche, right? But
yeah.
Only to people that know what it is. Not everybody does.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But the thing I fear is that libertarians or anarchists, you know, market anarchists will be seen as a gang, you know, with black and yellow as their colors
well,
or whatever.
They have us listed as a gang in the gang section of the police, whatever the software is, where they input information about you if you get arrested.
Yeah.
Although it says non-gang next to it. So they'll put free stater in there and then non-gang is right next
that.
To it, so it's listed as a gang but it's supposedly a non-gang, so it's some sort of designation.
Weird.
For you.
Well, we're all individualists, right? That's part of our philosophy.
Yeah.
is being an individualist, but at the same time you do kind of want to have a way to designate yourself or let other people know who are in the know themselves that, yeah, this is kind of what I believe in a nutshell, right? So it can be useful in that way. It's like all labels, you know, they have their ups and their downs, but, yeah.
Kelvin, anything else on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to ask, hey, Stephanie, you went to this Ancestral Health Symposium.
Mm-hmm.
I have a terrible eating lifestyle. I pretty much subsist on like fast food and stuff, and I've been trying to find another eating pattern, and this paleo type thing seems to make logical sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a million books out there and all kinds of people on the internet trying to tell you what it is and how to do it and all the rest of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought maybe you having your background and having attended this thing with all these other people that know
you want some
about
some places to start out. Well, cool. I think it makes logical sense, too, and I'll just give you some quick resources, I guess. If you like podcasts, there are a couple of paleo podcasts out there. One of them is actually by Wes Bertrand, which is Healthy Mind, Fit Body. He does also the Complete Liberty podcast, so you may know him from there, but he also has a paleo podcast. And there are also several blogs. I mean, Rob Wolf and Mark Sisson both have great blogs, Mark's Daily Apple. There are a multitude of other paleo blogs online, but you don't really have to buy any books. Like, you can just read about it on the internet, and really anywhere is kind of a good place to start. Just, you know, just check it out.
Yeah, it's the shopping part that's horrible. And you used to just drive through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
There
were no drive-thrus in the caves.
Yeah, you do have to put effort into these diet things, from what I've seen.
Uh-huh.
Kelvin, thanks for the call.
It's an investment in yourself.
Appreciate
You're
it,
worth
man.
It.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. We are doing the live Sunday edition. There's still plenty of time for you and your thoughts. Hour number three is next. We barely scratched the surface of this vibrator. They shut down a vibrator giveaway in New York City. We'll tell you what happened in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.